March 10, 1927. How, in creation, God gave the rights to possess the kingdom of the divine will. I was following the acts of the supreme volition in the creation according to my usual way, and as I arrived at the point when God issued the creation of man, I united myself with the first perfect acts that Adam did when he was created, in order to start together with him, and to continue there where he stopped, loving him and adoring him, when he sinned, with that perfection with which he had started, in the unity of the supreme fiat. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, but, do we have the right to this kingdom of the divine will? And my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you must know that, before sinning, Adam did his acts in the divine fiat. This meant that the Trinity had given him possession of this kingdom, because, in order to possess a kingdom, it takes one who forms it, one who gives it, and one who receives it. The divinity formed it and gave it. Man received it. So, in his first period of creation, Adam possessed this kingdom of the supreme fiat, and since he was the head of all human generations, all creatures received the right to this possession. By withdrawing from our will, Adam lost the possession of this kingdom, because by doing his own will, he placed himself as though in a state of war against the eternal fiat, and poor one not having enough strength to fight, nor an army well equipped to be able to wage war on a will so holy, that possessed an invincible strength and a formidable army, he was defeated and lost the kingdom he had been given by us. More so, since the strength he possessed before was our own, as we had given him also our own army at his disposal. But as he sinned, the strength returned to our source, and the army withdrew from him, placing itself at our disposal. However, all this did not take away from his descendants the rights to reconquer the kingdom of my will. It happened as to a king who loses his kingdom in war. Can there not be the chance that one of his children, with another war, may reunite the kingdom of his father, that once was his? More so, since I, divine conqueror, came upon earth to make up for the losses of man, and finding anyone who would receive this kingdom, I would give him back the strength, placing my army at his disposal once again, in order to maintain its order, its decorum, its glory. And what is this army? It is the whole creation, in which, more than a marvelous and formidable army, the life of my will is bilocated in each created thing, in order to maintain the life of this kingdom. Only if man saw the whole invincible army of creation disappear, then would he lose the hope to possess this kingdom again. Then could one say, God has withdrawn his will from the face of the earth, that vivified it, embellished it, enriched it. There's no more hope that the kingdom may be in our possession. But as long as creation exists, it is a matter of time, in order to find those who want to receive the kingdom. And besides, if there were no hope to possess this kingdom of the divine fiat, it would not have been necessary that I manifest to you so many knowledges about it, either its will that wants to reign, or its sorrow because it does not reign. When something cannot be realized, it is useless to talk about it. Therefore, I would have had no interest in saying so many things that regard my divine will. So, my mere speaking about it is sign that I want it to be possessed once again.